As promised, we are joined right now by the UFC light heavyweight champion of the world. He is 21-0, two-time Olympian, Strikeforce heavyweight Grand Prix winner. He is a Fox Sports host, and you've got UFC 226 coming up. Miocic versus Cormier Saturday. It is live on pay-per-view. We are joined right now by the champ, Daniel Cormier. DC, good morning. What's up? How are you?
I'm good, Jim. How you feeling?
Daniel, I'm great. It's good to have you on the show, as always. Thanks so much. Let me get right at this. You're about 48 hours away from the start of the fight on Saturday night. How is fight week shaping up for you? How are things going?
It's going great. You know, not having to cut all this weight has been it's been fun, you know, but right now I'm trying to stay within myself, you know, like as you progress in the week, things start to pick up, you know, from the open workouts to the press conference to the weigh-in. You really got to try to maintain your composure and not exert too much energy, put too much stress on your body, you know, so I'm just trying to lay back and kind of stay within myself.
Daniel Cormier, my guest. I'm kind of chuckling about the weight thing. I'll get to that in a minute. That is kind of funny. Listen, though, you are the light heavyweight champion of the world. You're taking on Stipe for the heavyweight belt. You don't need this fight, so why do you want this fight?
I like to chase dreams, man, trying to do things that will ensure that when my time is done, when I'm done fighting and everything, people will always remember the things that I did, you know, and challenges. We all try to challenge ourselves in one way or the other, you know, and this was presented to me and I thought, man, this is such a massive opportunity. I could never pass it up. I love this chance. I've had a lot of opportunities to do special things and this is another one of those. Hopefully I can cash it in this time.
Daniel Cormier, my guest, in terms of the opportunity. So how did the fight first come about and what were those first conversations with Dana White like? When did they start?
Man, let me tell you something, Jim. Dana works quick. I got done fighting Volkan Ozdemir in Boston on January 20th. And the moment I walked to the back to do my post-fight media and everything, he grabbed me and he goes, what do you think about a fight against Stipe? And I was like, really? I was like, I fought like 30 minutes ago.
Wow.
I was like, I literally fought 30 minutes ago. And he was like, what do you think about a fight with Stipe? So I said, you know what? I go, very interested, I said, but let's make the numbers work. If we make the numbers work, then we'll be fighting each other. And he's like, okay, I'll give you a call on Monday. And sure, he sure did. Monday morning, called me and said, not only do I want you to fight Stipe, I want you to fight him on the biggest weekend of the year, and we also want you guys to coach the Ultimate Fighter. I was like, I don't want to go to Vegas for a month. He's like, I'll make you an offer you can't refuse. He gave me the numbers. He said, I'll see you in Vegas on Monday. I said, I need to speak to my wife. He goes, I'll see you in Vegas on Monday. And I hate that he was right because that Monday, I sure as hell was in Vegas.
That's amazing. Just like that. Daniel Cormier joining us. That came together so fast. Daniel, what about the odds makers? Now, they've got Stipe as the favorite for the fight. What's your reaction when you see that? Do you feel like you're being disrespected, or is there a part of you that likes being the underdog?
You know, he should be the favorite. I just don't understand how the odds are so big. It's just like, he's a great fighter, but it's like, really, is he really going to beat me that many times? If we fight nine times, is he going to beat me eight out of nine times? It seems like these odds represent that he would just beat me over and over again. He's just a better fighter. Anything can happen in a fight, and I think when you look at our fighting styles, this is a much closer matchup than people think it is.
Hey, listen, when I look at the fighting styles, and styles do make fights, I see styles that are pretty similar. I mean, when you look at him, do you see any of you in him?
Yeah, and you're right. You hit the nail on the head, Jim. Our fighting styles are pretty similar. And I feel like in that fighting style, the boxer-wrestler, I feel like I'm the best guy in the UFC that does that. I mean, I don't kick all that much, but Stipe also doesn't kick all that much. You know, I feel like we both wrestle and we box. And I feel like I can do that with anybody in the world, regardless of weight class. So, yeah, I see a lot of myself in him. He's just a lot bigger.
Daniel Cormier joining us right now. A big, big fight coming up this weekend. I go back to that first thing that you said, Daniel, and you've joked that you're the only fighter who gets applause for making weight. So how much pressure was off when you didn't have to hit 205 for that weigh-in, and how has that impacted your training?
Early, it was tough because being heavy, you're having to carry around a lot of extra weight. You know, generally, I train around 230. I weigh 245 now. You know, so it's like 15 extra pounds and trying to do everything I did as a light heavyweight, it was very difficult. But as I got in shape, as the camp went longer, it became less of an issue, and now I feel fantastic.
Daniel Cormier, my guest. Now, you fought as a heavyweight before, so how different are you as a fighter now that you're coming back to fight at heavyweight once again? I mean, do you have a different level of focus or discipline or your approach? What's different this time?
I'm just a better mixed martial artist, Jim. Like, I've gotten so much better since the time I fought at heavyweight. You know, my last fight at heavyweight was against Roy Nelson. That was in 2013. I mean, I have shared the octagon with some of the best fighters in the world in a lighter weight class where guys are a little more skilled, they're a little bit faster, and I've beaten almost every one of them. Everyone but Jones I've beaten. And those lessons will carry me back up into this weight class. I mean, you learn so much about yourself in 5 years. I feel like I'm so much better today than I was back then.
Daniel Cormier, my guest. Listen, you and I are talking about a huge fight you've got coming up this weekend, and that's where your focus is. But you mentioned Jones. So let me just ask you, is he on any level still in the back of your mind? And do you feel like you have unfinished business with him? Is that ever going to change?
I mean, anytime anybody beats you twice, you're going to feel like you have unfinished business with him. But he's in the back of my mind, Jim, where he needs to stay. Because if he's in the middle of my head or on the side, he's too close to the front where Stipe Miocic is the first issue. That's the first order of business, and it needs to be. So in the back of my head, yes, but by no means am I worried about him as I go into this massive fight with Stipe.
Massive fight coming up this weekend. Have you allowed yourself to think about what it might feel like to have both straps on your shoulders at the end of the fight on Saturday night? What do you think that would feel like?
Oh, just amazing, man. I've been competing at a really high level for a really long time. And to do this, something that some of the greatest fighters of all time couldn't have done or wouldn't have attempted to do, would be amazing. It would be so refreshing and so, like, fulfilling. I'm smiling now just thinking about it.
Yeah, Daniel, it seems to me that, and it's a big if, but it seems like the straps, those two straps are different. For instance, the light heavyweight division is generally regarded as the division with the best fighters in the world, but being the heavyweight champ comes with the other title of the baddest man on the planet. How much would it mean to you to prove that you've earned that title as well?
Oh, Jim, no, that would be crazy because I'm a big boxing guy, watching my whole life. And before, when I was growing up, Mike Tyson, Vander Holyfield, Lennox Lewis, the heavyweight boxing champ was regarded as the baddest man on the planet. Can't say that anymore. The heavyweight champ is not the baddest man on the planet. The baddest man on the planet is the UFC heavyweight champion because in a free fight, that mixed martial artist is going to win that fight. That title means so much because as a kid, I looked up to Tyson and Holyfield, those guys, and thought, man, this is the baddest man walking the face of God's earth. And I could call myself that on Sunday morning.
Daniel Cormier, UFC light heavyweight champ, getting ready for one of the biggest challenges of his career. It's UFC 226. Miocic versus Cormier Saturday night. It is live. It's on pay-per-view. This one is a big one. DC, so good to visit with you. Thanks for making time for us here in the jungle. Good luck this weekend. We will be watching closely.
Thank you, Jim. Thanks for having me again. Appreciate
Daniel,
it.
Great talking to you. Appreciate you very much, Daniel. Thank you. Daniel Cormier, I love that last point that he made. He used to be the heavyweight champion of the world. The heavyweight champion of the world in boxing was the baddest man on the planet. He said, not anymore. Not anymore. It's not the way it used to be. Now, the baddest man on the planet is the UFC heavyweight champion of the world.